Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for September 15th, 2006. This week, a story from reporter Justin Warner on how wildfires are spreading toxic mercury, and a new study that reveals how quickly we judge people. But first, reporter Chelsea Wald brings us some actual rock music.
If a volcano could play piano, this is what it would sound like. Physicist Domenico Vicinanza of CERN in Switzerland created the music by converting a seismogram from Mount Etna into a musical score.
If the volcano is quiet, the melody is confined, is bound in the middle part of the piano. As soon as the volcano oscillation is becoming larger and larger, so the volcano is becoming louder and louder, the melody starts to scatter up and down, reaching higher notes and lower notes.
So how will this help? Vicinanza says people are often better at picking out patterns by ear than by eye, so this technique could help scientists find patterns in seismic activity across many volcanoes.
Our aim is to use all the recorded data and try to understand what happens when the volcano starts to become louder and erupts. So we can say which is the signature tune, the signature melody that can be taken as the signal for an imminent eruption or in an imminent earthquake.
He adds that this technique could prove useful in analyzing data in other fields, from stock market numbers to patterns in language. He also hopes it will be welcomed by musicians as a new way to create nature-inspired tunes.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, like it or not, we all judge people by their faces, not just on attractiveness, but also trustworthiness, competence, and likability. Princeton University psychologists Alexander Todorov and Janine Willis found that people made these judgments after seeing a face for just a tenth of a second, and that their opinions didn't change if they were given more time. Todorov says it's possible to override these snap judgments with objective information.
The question is that in many important contexts, you might not have the chance to collect the additional information. This is a potential problem.
What's more, people sometimes make up their minds before seeking out the facts, in contexts ranging from singles bars to job interviews to elections. Next, wildfires destroy lives, property, and wilderness, and as Justin Warner reports, some of them pose a surprising additional threat.
Yet another reason to worry about global warming, it may unleash massive amounts of toxic mercury into the environment. For thousands of years, the soils of wetlands have absorbed mercury from the atmosphere, from both natural sources like volcanoes, and more recently, from man-made pollution. Among these wetlands are a type called peat soils found in northern forests. Now, Michigan State University ecologist Merit Turetsky says that in just a few decades of warmer, drier weather, forest fires in these northern regions have more than doubled in size.
And I think it's really important to clarify that forest fires don't just burn forests. They also burn other ecosystems, including peatlands. And our data showed that when peat layers within boreal wetlands burn, it releases very large quantities of mercury to the atmosphere, and it overwhelms regional sources of mercury that had been previously calculated.
While that in itself isn't so dangerous, she says the mercury could disperse over long distances and eventually find its way into the food chain, where it becomes highly toxic. Turetsky says it may take decades of international vigilance to mitigate this risk.
Thanks, Justin. Now, hopeful new research from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Scientists report that after a stroke, the brain gives birth to new neurons in an attempt to repair itself. The scientists found the newborn cells in the areas immediately surrounding the stroke damage. The creation of new neurons is rare in adult brains, and it's not clear how functional these ones are. But if they are useful, the researchers hope to find ways to enhance this natural healing ability. In related news, scientists report that statins, which have long been used to prevent heart attacks by lowering cholesterol, also help the heart recover after a heart attack. They found that statins help restore blood flow to blood vessels in the heart. They say the drugs do this in a totally different way from how they lower cholesterol. Finally, here's Chelsea again with a surprising story of a contagious cancer.
Scientists have confirmed that a cancer tumor in dogs acts like a parasite, passing from dog to dog during sexual contact. Virologist Robin Weiss of University College London led a team that collected samples of these tumors from dogs around the world. He says they found that the tumors were genetically the same as each other, but genetically different from their hosts.
What does this mean? It means that the tumor is a single clone, that a cancer cell has come out of one dog, or we think it may have been a gray wolf, hundreds of years ago, and has spread across the world of dogs. It's a cancer cell that has become contagious.
Scientists have documented only one other case of a contagious tumor, but Weiss says this sort of cancer is exceptionally rare, and nothing like it afflicts humans.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, that's it for this week, but before ending, we would like to thank a listener who alerted us to an error in our podcast feed last week. Some of you may have gotten a repeat of September 1st instead of the podcast for September 8th. Thanks to our new friend John in Florida, we fixed the problem. And if you still need the September 8th podcast, you can get it on our website at www.scienceupdate.com. As a thank you, we've sent John a Science Update mug. And if you want a mug of your own, don't wait to find an error. Just email us a science question. If we use it on the show, we'll send you a mug. Finally, if you're eager to hear more science, visit our sister podcast here at AAAS, the Science Magazine Podcast. You can find it at www.sciencemag.org/podcast. Tune in for next week's podcast to hear how pollution may be affecting vaccines, how astronomers have gotten a rare glimpse of dark matter, and everything you always wanted to know about your uvula but were too embarrassed to ask. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.